There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
What it means when package delivery gets more expensive, but not way more expensive. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, President Biden returns home from Vietnam today. During that visit, the U.S. and Vietnam announced new deals on airplanes, artificial intelligence, and computer chips. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
The Biden administration says Vietnam Airlines will sign a multi-billion dollar agreement to buy 50 Boeing 737 MAX jets. The White House says U.S. chip manufacturers, including Amkor Technology and Marvell, will build design and test centers in Vietnam. Microsoft has agreed to develop AI for the country, while NVIDIA will help the Vietnamese deploy AI in the cloud. Vietnam is seen as a good alternative to China as tensions rise between Washington and Beijing. The country also has large deposits of rare earth elements, which are used in the components of electronics and batteries. The White House announced a memorandum of understanding on technical cooperation to help Vietnam quantify its rare earth resources and their economic potential. But human rights are still an issue. The U.S. and Vietnam agreed to keep up dialogue on things like freedom of religion, expression and association, the rule of law and legal reform. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The shipper of parcels, UPS, recently announced it'll raise its rates by an average 5.9% starting late December. Earlier this year, FedEx said it'll raise rates by the same amount. In both cases, that's a smaller increase than they did last year and a sign that demand for shipping services is coming off the boil. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
People are buying fewer goods than they did during the height of the pandemic. Businesses don't need to store as many products on the shelves. Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University, says there's less stuff to move around by truck, boat, or plane.
The tonnage of air freight from Asia to the United States is down 17% from where it was last year. It's actually at the lowest levels since 2017.
As a result, Miller says carriers like UPS and FedEx know there is a limit to how much they can raise prices.
At what point do customers make the decision that they're going to go elsewhere, either the United States Postal Service or one of the regional carriers?
That said, companies are still trying to cover their higher costs for things like wages and energy, says Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution.
We have seen some upward trends in oil pricing. Trying to break the future on oil is hard, but it's a necessary part of how companies like this prepare for the future.
But Tomer says shipping prices will stay under pressure if consumer demand keeps slowing down. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
We're also tracking negotiations between Detroit's big three car and truck makers and the United Auto Workers Union, with a strike possible from late Thursday if there's not enough progress on a contract. Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed has that coverage if you miss it on the air today.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Not to be triggering here, but you will recall those high-stakes negotiations on raising Congress's limit on federal government borrowing earlier this summer. The final debt ceiling deal forced changes to food stamps, SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. People up to age 49 had to prove they were working or looking for work to qualify for food stamps. But now, people 1 year older, 50, will also have to prove they're working or looking. Ellie Budner has that.
Since the 1st of September, 50-year-olds are the new group of people who've had to prove they're working to get SNAP. In October, the age cap goes up to 52, and next year, up to 54. Just adding those 5 extra years may cut significantly into the number of people who get SNAP.
We estimate that up to 750,000 individuals could lose benefits.
Ed Bolin is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says this estimate comes from the center's research showing people in this older age bracket can have a harder time finding or keeping work.
They're more likely to face some challenges just with their own health in being able to work consistently 20 hours a week.
And for those who are employed, the work could be seasonal or freelance.
So for like gig workers or Lyft or Uber drivers, that's sometimes a hard thing to document, hours versus wages.
That paperwork is part of the problem, says Sean Fremstad with the Center on Economic and Policy Research.
You know, it can be a whole nother job just keeping providing the documentation you need to the food stamp office to keep up with benefits.
Keeping people employed was one of the reasons some lawmakers pushed to increase the work requirement age range for SNAP. But research is divided about whether this strategy actually works. Meanwhile, a number of states have waivers that exempt residents from SNAP work requirements. State waivers are based on factors like regional poverty and unemployment levels. Carmela Martinez directs the SNAP program for the state of New Mexico, which has one of those waivers.
We know we have challenges with infrastructure around broadband, around transportation, the ruralness and how spread out areas are, and the opportunities in those more rural areas for jobs.
Martinez says if the state lost its waiver, some people, especially in the older age group, would likely lose their benefits. She estimates that as many as 52,000 people could be affected. She says that would be a loss that would be felt beyond state borders, as every SNAP dollar that's spent in New Mexico flows into the wider economy.
Because now we're contributing to the grocers who are now contributing to the truckers who are contributing to the source of the food itself.
She's working on getting New Mexico's waiver renewed for next year, so these work requirement age increases won't be a concern here for a while longer. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
And the grocery delivery company Instacart once thought it was worth $39 billion back when money for startups was flowing out of fire hoses. Well, today, ahead of the launch of its stock, Instacart said it's targeting a valuation of $7.7 billion. The company will spend the coming days trying to drum up investor interest in its forthcoming stock. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.